Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Kenneth Hansen. There was a purchase made on my debit card of $91.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
44 or 85206, I'm sorry.
85206?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So I do have an account matching Kenneth Hansen, but can I just have you verify with your address?
5225 East Enid Avenue, Unit 112, Mesa, Arizona.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. So just can you hold the line for me one moment while I look over your account?
Sure.
Yes, sir. So I see that these charges dated back from a trial that was started on this, let me see, the 20th of March. But I also see that your account is in chargeback. Have you filed a dispute with your bank?
Yes, ma'am. I disputed it. I never made no contacts for anything like that.
Yes, sir. So you would actually have to speak with your bank because
I already called my bank. They told me to contact you folks. I don't even know what the hell stunning skin is. I'm a man, not a woman.
Yes, sir. So if you already spoke with your bank would have to handle it.
Well, what's the name of your company, ma'am?
So we're a third-party call center. We sell out different products for different vendors.
Well, I've never made no purchase on this, and I don't know how you got my bank card number and whatnot, but I've never received anything for stunning the skin.
Yes, sir, but it's already disputed with your bank.
Well, how do I get a hold of the company that is charging me for this?
Yes, sir, that's us, but we're a third-party call center.
Well, what's your us name?
We're a third-party call center.
Us don't mean shit to me.
Yes, sir, we're a third-party call center.
Who are you? Who are you the call center for, ma'am?
For the product that you order. We sell different products for different vendors.
I didn't order anything.
Yes, sir. I see that. It says that you filed a dispute with your bank. So you would need to contact. You would need to continue to contact your bank. But because it's already...
I just got off the phone with the bank, and they reversed it and sent you back $91. For what?
Yes, sir. So you didn't start a trial?
What's
that? Give me one second. Let me see. Yes, sir. So you don't recall starting a trial for bail enhancement?
No, ma'am.
And no one in your household could have authorized these payments for mail enhancement?
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So, again, because it's already disputed with your bank, I can't help you any further. You would have to contact your bank. But those charges are from
I just got off the phone with the bank.
Yes, sir. It says your account is in chargeback, so I can't do anything with your account.
Well, who do I talk to find out about this?
Yes, sir. That's us. But because your account is in chargeback, we can't do anything. It means that you filed a dispute with your bank, but your bank declined.
What is the name of your company, ma'am?
We are a third-party call center. We sell out for the mail enhancement.
Mail enhancement?
Yes, sir. The text onyx. It says that
I never received anything like that. I tell you what, I'll call the Attorney General's office. This is bullshit.
Yes, sir, that's fine. You've already filed a dispute.